Well, I think it's probably the most listened to crop forecast in the citrus industry, certainly for the United States, because it sets the tone for the entire year. It's the first new forecast for the coming season of how big the crop will be. And that being said, it's probably one of the most listened to commodity forecasts anywhere. The industry uses it as a barometer for a number of things. Growers, once the estimate's out, it helps them make decisions about what price they may sell their fruit for selling or planting purposes, or when to sell that fruit. Fruit dealers who buy from growers and resell to processors and packers. Once the estimate's out, that solidifies some of their buying and pricing opportunities. The processors may come out and ask them to buy some fruit on their behalf, or growers may ask them to sell on their behalf. It also helps with negotiations when more knowledge is available to everybody. Processors obviously use it very heavily. It helps them determine that piece, the Florida piece, of the supply, demand, and price arena in the United States and the world market. And that helps them make decisions about fruit and juice. It can impact their sales forecasts. Those that import juice as part of their needs for their marketing program, they may then make an adjustment and decide to have more imports or less imports. Some of that is commitments, and some of it is open for year-to-year changes. It may change the amount of fruit that they buy. They may decide to buy some additional on the cash market or not buy anymore. Obviously, it can drive the pricing mechanisms in year-to-year and multi-year contracts. They may say, well, we got a real short crop. We need to go out on a three-year pricing mechanism and contract and lock up more fruit. And, of course, lastly but not least, is the futures traders, hedgers. They may revise their future price expectations for fruit or juice requirements as well and change their hedges accordingly. And obviously, spec traders will quickly take the market price to a level they believe equates supply and demand. It's an intertwined, interdependent system, probably one of the most listened to pieces of information to come out in a given crop season. I've been a part of this, tracking it at least for almost 30 years, and these folks do a wonderful job. The accuracy that they achieve in an environment where you have a lot of change, a lot of dynamics, is, in my opinion, extremely commendable.